Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio and Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, iHeartRadio, Deezer, TuneIn, everywhere you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening. It is the Dark Mark Show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. And unfortunately, my co-host Hannah, everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, couldn't make it tonight, but we will be talking to her later. We'll be calling her because we've got some special guests tonight. It's our special Christmas show. It's our first show at Comedy Pop-Up. We were our old studio closed, and now we're here, and I like it.
I'm super into it.
Yeah. Santa Claus is coming later. He will be here. He will be here in about 15 minutes, but that means I get to talk one-on-one with my apologies, because I've had a lot of adult film stars on the show. I had Ophelia Rain. I had Ron Jeremy. I had Ginger Lynn. I had Sasha Gray. You are my favorite adult film star.
Oh, damn. You just named all those names, and I'm like, oh, golly. Okay. Hi, guys.
Apologies to them, and I love all of them. Rose Red, Scarlet Red, all of the Gillian Jansen, all the adult film stars we've had on the show. You are my favorite, Ella Darling.
Thank you. You sweet angel.
Well, no. I mean, I remember when we met. I know it's a little foggy. It was just at the AVNs in 2016. And do you remember how fascinated I was when I talked to you?
I mean, I was equally fascinated. I don't get to meet a lot of people who are just like cool ass fucking like goth and like cool. And the aesthetic that is like young me is like, Who's this?
It's old young me. It's exactly. Crazy. Ella Darling, who she's an adult film star, but she's so much more. And you're going to find out all about her. Before we get going, we used to have, the last time we did the show, we had two sponsors. Now we have four sponsors.
Hell yes.
And we're gonna do them real quick because should we do it the new sponsors or the old sponsors?
Let's start with the old because, you know, honor.
And when I say old, the vintage sponsors that have been sponsoring us for a long time.
Yes.
Audible.
Audible?
Yes. You are a well-read individual and you're on the road all the time. You must listen to audiobooks all the time.
I listen to audiobooks from time to time.
Yes. Yeah. Well, then if you go to audibletrial.com/DMS, you get a free 30-day trial to Audible. Not only that, two Audible originals. And I know you're into sci-fi.
Yes.
They have one of the Audible originals is they have a continuation of the Alien saga.
Ooh.
With Rutger Hauer doing one of the voices. The Alien 3. Remember Alien 3?
Yes.
They had a different script written by William Burroughs. Not William Burroughs. The guy who... William Gibson.
Okay.
Wrote a different script. So they got Michael Biehn, Lance Henriksen, and an all-star cast to act out that script.
That's incredible. So that's on Audible?
That's on Audible.
That's an exclusive?
That's an original.
Oh, right.
Also, they have Bob Newhart, who's like 90 years old, interviewing comics.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's great. So if you go to audibletrial.com/DMS, you get two of those things free and any book you want. I think they just came out with he just came out with Prince's book on Audible. So whatever you like, whatever you like. I'm sure there's goth books, Harry Potter books, whatever you want. We had a guest said that they put the Harry Potter audiobook in when they were driving with their kids and the kids shut up. So it was great.
Oh, wow. Yeah, anything.
Now, I know you used to be vegan, and I don't know if you're still vegan.
I used to be vegetarian for about 10 years.
Oh, you're vegetarian. I'm sorry.
But I stopped about 4.5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter because we're sponsored by the best vegan restaurant you've ever been to.
Which one?
Doomy's Home Cooking.
Oh, my God.
You love Doomy's, don't you?
It's amazing.
Okay. See?
I eat meat now. I'm going to be real.
Yeah.
But their chicken sandwiches were my absolute jam.
They're so good.
They're so good.
Now they have a Mexican restaurant next door.
Oh, my God. I heard about that. And they make pastries, too, don't they?
Oh, they have Das Baker. Because have you ever been to Das Bunker, the industrial club?
Are they connected with John?
No, but they have a guy
who bakes.
He calls himself Das Baker.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, they have all sorts of goodies, deep fried Oreos, chocolate cake, carrot cake, whatever you want. The Mexican restaurant has the biggest flautas I ever had. The burritos are just amazing. And the chicken sandwiches are great. We went there with one of our guests. She didn't know if she wanted a pulled pork or a chicken parmesan. We split it. It was so great.
Pulled pork was so good, too. But the thing about their bakery is that, you know, until you are someone who is living a vegetarian or vegan lifestyle, you don't realize how many of the like sweet treats, like, you know, Twinkies and Hostess cupcakes and all of those things are made with, it's cream, but also they're made with like beef fat, and they don't even dress it up on the like on the ingredients label.
Wait a second, there's beef fat in Twinkies?
It legit says beef fat. At least it did back when I was a vegetarian and I was checking it out. Yeah, there are so many fun little things that are off the menu for you.
Wow.
And a bakery like, what, Das Baker?
Das Baker.
Not only, I'm sure, makes available delicious pastries like that, or probably better than that, but with care and love, and yes, everything Doomies does is just...
Phil's a genius.
It's amazing.
You ever meet Phil?
No, I haven't.
Phil's a genius. One of these days, when Hannah's better, you, me, and Hannah, we're going to go to Doomies. We're going to hang out.
Into it. I've spent many holidays there.
Really?
Yeah. Valentine's Days. Yeah, a couple others.
Oh, okay, great.
Great.
Well, maybe Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe this is a proposition. Who knows?
Oh.
Anyway, it's 1253 Vine Street in Hollywood, and also they have one in Toronto, Canada. So
I did not know.
If you're ever in Toronto, Canada, and I'm sure you get around there. So
yeah, from time
to time. Check it out. So our new sponsors, Hustler Hollywood is one of our sponsors.
Oh, that's nice.
I love Hustler. I love going to Hustler Store here and in Vegas, and now Hustler Store is online, hustlerhollywood.com. And when you listen to this podcast, and also if you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Instagram page tomorrow, I will have a code, a deal for you, so you can shop at Hustler Hollywood. What's your favorite vibrator?
Oh, Manzies. I had to go old, tried and true, that old Hitachi, but...
Yeah, I that's what I thought, because I was researching you last night, and I saw that you had some fun with that. But
yeah.
So the Hitachi, I'm sure they have it at Hustler Hollywood. They've got great great novelty gifts. They have great shirts. It might be a little late for a Christmas gift, but everybody's got a birthday. And give the gift of pleasure.
Getting off.
Exactly. Hustler Hollywood. And one more, and then we're going to start the show. This may be too many sponsors, but this might be up your alley too, because I know that you want to be protected, and you want people. I'm sure
always
people kind
in many regards.
Yeah, I'm sure. Do you have some obsessive fans, or you know, even just you just want to be protected? Spy Associates is one of our sponsors. They have like smoke detectors with cameras in them. Mm. They have all sorts of gadgets and things that you can use to either protect yourself and watch all around your house, or spy on other people.
I'm into that. So before the show, I was telling you how I like have way too much shit in my home, and I'm one of the things I didn't mention because I didn't want to sound too crazy is that I have a queen size bed with a bed frame that allows me to stash a bunch of boxes under it,
right,
which gives me security that there's not a serial killer hiding underneath, because if they pulled those boxes out to find a place to hide, I'd see it because there's nowhere else to hide shit. This is so up my alley. I am very paranoid and very weird, and not that you have to be weird, but this is so cool. I love the idea that you can have like little cameras where people wouldn't expect to see the cameras.
Oh, yeah. They have GPS tracking. They have bug detectors, audio surveillance, spyassociates.com. And we will have a code, 20% off any order over $299.
Bug detectors?
Right there. Bug detectors.
All right. Okay. This is cool. I am terrified. I can't say it Airbnb anymore because I'm a whore and they hate whores.
But really?
They fucking banned me. I've never even shot porn there. I've never even had sex in an Airbnb. But one of the things that I was always worried about at staying in Airbnbs was hidden cameras, because people are fucking awful. That's amazing.
Go to spyassociates.com, get 20% off, and then anytime you stay at a hotel or an Airbnb or any place, you'll know if there's anybody watching.
I feel like all of your sponsors, you just like chose for me. You're like, hey, Ella, I just want to tell you about this stuff that's super up your alley.
Exactly, exactly. Well, it's up my alley.
Yeah,
We have a lot in common, apparently.
Yeah.
But there's the first thing. Now, when did you find out you were banned from Airbnb?
I want to say a year and a half ago. Yeah, about a year and a half ago. I went to book an Airbnb just to like have a chill, like, you know, I wanted to go out in like a mountain or the woods and just do some hiking and like completely disconnect from the world.
Sure.
And so I was looking at Airbnbs and I found a great one. I was like, all right, I'm going to book it. And they were like, sorry, slut. Nope. But they didn't say that. They just said, you're banned. We're not going to tell you. We don't have to. You can email someone. We're never going to respond. It was just very straightforward. Like,
now, Ella Darling's not your real name.
No. And I don't even think I used the Ella Darling email address. I honestly don't know how it happened.
Wow.
I don't know.
You didn't destroy an Airbnb or...
No.
And you said you never had sex in an Airbnb or never professional sex.
No, not even like casual, not even like, I mean, I don't even know if I've ever even jerked off in an Airbnb that I was, you know, renting myself.
Because I know, I know myself, I had, me and my girlfriend stayed at a hotel and we got charged an extra $200 because she squirted on the sheets, but that was a...
That's stupid as shit.
It was, I don't know. We had a towel and the whole thing, but there, I guess there was a little, I don't know.
Wow. That's extortion. That's sextortion.
That's sextortion, yes.
Fuck that.
It washes out.
Yeah. Also, it's a hotel. Like, they bleach all of that shit.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
What are you telling me? Are you, that communicates to me that they do not have very thorough cleaning procedures.
Right.
If that.
How many people come on the sheets?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Ugh. Dick shits.
Anyway, Ella Darling.
Hi, I'm
my favorite adult film star. and I mean, not just because you're the most pale porn star that I know, but you're the smartest one. And here's the thing. Now, I'm saying this, and I'm not damning you with faint praise, because I would have never known this before I started doing the podcast and interviewing porn stars and AVN and things. But I think most porn stars in general, now there's stupid people in every profession, but I think most porn stars are very intelligent.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think people would be very surprised to know how many adult film performers have advanced degrees, have college degrees in general.
Right.
Do personal just research for the hell of it.
Sure.
They're an incredibly intelligent bunch. And something that I've learned along the way, because, you know, I'm sure, yes, I'm a smart girl. I'm not going to deny that. Yes. But.
And that's sexy.
Thank you. But because I'm an adult film performer, I feel like people are just like so shy. Like, oh my God, she tied her shoes all by herself. She's really, like, the bar is so fucking low for us that if you do anything like at all, they're like, oh wow, she used a three-syllable word and she knew how to say it.
Right.
Oh my stars and goddess. Like, I don't know, like, I don't want to deny like my personal achievements or anything like that, but especially people, you know, people outside of our industry, they think so little of us that it's like, okay, guys, yes, we are smart. Surprise, surprise.
Well, I think so little of maybe females too.
Yeah,
you think it's a sexism thing too?
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't think anybody thinks Ron Jeremy's a genius, although he is pretty smart.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's not a great eater and he sleeps a lot, but he's not he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
But, most porn stars, and, you know, like I say, there's exceptions. Most porn stars have impressed me. Very intelligent, very hardworking.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do.
Yeah, for sure. To be successful and to have longevity in this industry, you have to be able to adapt. You have to be able to develop a variety of skill sets. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't necessarily have to translate into traditional, like, IQ and intelligence, but you at least have to have certain intelligences, and you have to be able to be industrious.
Right.
And you have to be able to really roll with the punches.
Okay. Oh, look who came in. Oh, my God. It's Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, Santa Claus.
He just called me by my
profession. Santa Claus.
Hi, Santa.
Santa Claus, say hi to Ella.
Hi, Ella. How are you?
Can I hug you?
Yes, you can.
Oh, Santa, I've been a fan for so long.
Man, you can, like, let me gently take these stockings off.
Okay. We'll
Santa, I've been a fan of yours for
for a few years.
27 years.
27 years?
Yeah, we'll go with that. Sure.
Oh, I've been a fan of yours
since she was 12.
And I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Oh, no, Santa, you don't have to put the headphones on, but if you can get close to the mic.
Oh, close to the mic.
Yeah, because we can't barely hear you.
I'm going to cheat out.
How's that? Sound guy, how's that going?
Works for me. Does it work for you?
Yeah.
Okay. You got a great
This is Santa Claus.
Hi, Santa.
Hi. I wondered why there was a great desire, a lot of people asking for virtual reality goggles this year. and upgrading the speed on their computer. And I think you might have something to do with that.
Not sure.
Santa's done his research.
Santa does his research.
Yes, you know who's naughty and nice and who's... Yeah, a lot of people doing the VR.
Hey, Santa, naughty or nice, what's your take?
Oh, we'll get to that later. We're going to get to that later.
We're not supposed to what?
When we do the presents, we'll talk about naughty or nice.
Oh, okay, cool.
And Hannah says hi. Unfortunately, she's not well. She's not going to be able to be here tonight.
Oh, that's
But
sad.
We're still going to open her presents, and we're still going to... She's going to call in, and you're going to talk to her.
Excellent. I look forward to that, yes.
Look at how
I'm like embarrassed how starstruck I am.
I know. I told you he was gonna be on the show.
I know, but still.
You thought it was just gonna be like some like this is the real deal.
This is really
You thought some random dude with a fake beard, right?
Nah,
right,
this is real shit.
Pull out the beard. It's real. It's real.
May I?
I would encourage it.
Oh, you got a great beard, Santa. It's very luxurious. Do you
use
a beard oil or?
No, I use Neutrogena shampoo, conditioner, and then a second conditioner after I get out of the shower.
Oh, wow. Great routine.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, it's a serious lot of beard maintenance.
Yeah. Probably a little bit of magic, too.
So we're going to talk about Ella, and I've got some questions for you, Santa, because we haven't seen you since 2015 when you were on with Kitten the TV Dodd from the Russ Meyer movies.
I know. It's been a long time. I've missed it, too.
And she and our co-host at the time, Nicole Six, were amazed at how firm your buttocks were.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yes, I enjoyed showing them, or not showing, but actually proving to them.
Yes. Yeah. You have buns of steel. Santa has buns of steel.
I do. That's correct.
Now, Ella, were you born in California or were you born in Texas? Because I've seen both.
I was actually born in California. I grew up in Texas, but somewhere on the internet people got confused, and I'm not going to correct them.
Okay.
Fuck them.
Because you went to...
I mean, I'll correct them right now.
You went to college in Texas. Now, you grew up in Dallas, or...?
I grew up in Dallas for the most part, and I went to undergrad in Dallas.
It's a lot of cots in Dallas.
Yeah.
I went to the Convergence Festival in 2017 in Deep Ellum.
Oh, Deep Ellum.
Oh,
I love Deep Ellum.
Have you been to Deep Ellum?
Yes, it's the most amazing place. It was so much better before everybody found out about it, too.
Yeah. All the hipsters know about it now. But it was. I did comedy, and the James O'Barr was in the audience. It was, it was crazy. But I didn't know there were that many goths in Texas. And then you got your bachelor's degree in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Then you went to get your master's degree in Chicago?
In Southern Illinois.
Now, why did you go from Texas to Southern Illinois?
So I got my degree in forensic psychology.
Right.
And I had a real come to Jesus moment about my, modeling, which at that point was not risque at all.
Right.
But still, it was like a lot of zombie goth stuff.
Yeah. I've seen a couple of pictures,
Yeah. And my mentor was like, hey, you probably can't do that if you want to do this career. And I had this moment of like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm going to stop modeling. I was in a circus sideshow. I quit the circus
sideshow. Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, and then like within 2 days, I was like, why am I giving up all this stuff that I actually like and enjoy for a job I don't have yet? How about I look towards other things? And some girl who I didn't even give a shit about had mentioned library and information science as like a really cool job prospect. And I was like, that sounds cool. I like books. Libraries are awesome. Sure. I applied for the grad program, the Masters of Library and Information Science program at the University of Illinois, which was founded by Melville Dewey himself, who was kind of a piece of shit, but he is known for the Dewey Decimal System.
Why was Melvin Dewey a piece of shit?
There's some anti-Semitism. Not a great dude. Just not a great fucking dude.
Yeah.
But he did make a great cataloging system. So anyway, I applied for that school and I was like, fuck it, if I get in, I'll be a librarian, I guess. And if I don't, I don't know. But I got in, so I was a librarian for a year.
You got your master's and your bachelor's in 2 years?
4 years altogether.
4 years altogether. Because it took me 6 years to get my bachelor's, but who am I to brag?
Hey,
but
everybody does shit at their own pace. That's cool.
Now, go back. At the circus sideshow, what were you doing?
I was a masticator and a contortionist. So I would swallow a 4-foot balloon. I'd put razor blades in my mouth and tie them to a string. I would put my body through a tennis racket.
Right.
I would escape from a straitjacket. I didn't do this for the sideshow, but I can smash a light bulb on my forehead and eat the broken glass. I can walk on broken glass selectively. Yeah, I just...
So you just do this in your spare time, just eating light bulbs and things?
Yeah, well, I mean, my...
Hey, Nick, you got a light bulb?
Specifically, I mean,
fascinating.
These days, you have to be choosy about the light bulb because if it's coated with some shit, it's like, oh, cool. And cancer.
And right. I've heard that after the light bulb, your shit is very glittery.
Oh, I mean, my shit is always glittery.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that one. But no, I did some stuff in the sideshow. My sideshow friends were like my family. They brought me in and taught me everything over the course of a weekend, and they were absolutely wonderful. And
quick learner as always.
Oh, you know, but yeah. So I was in the sideshow for my sophomore and junior/senior year of college, and I was I probably shouldn't say, but
what?
Well, the name I went by, because I don't know how easily you can draw that back to.
Okay, well, you don't have to. You don't have to.
I was. That girl.
You were that girl.
That was that girl in the sideshow.
Okay.
All right. Dallas.
Okay.
You'll find it if you want to. It's fine.
I just glance over that. And trust me, I've been doing copious research, as Santa has, for the show. Santa.
Copious research.
No. Well, Santa had so much fun with Cindy Starfall last time. He's like, do you know any adult film stars? And I got my favorite right here, Ella Darling. Aww. But also, but you know me, I masturbate to Lifetime movies and like soft porn from the 80s. But anyway, so I won't watch a lot of porn, but I've been catching up. So here's what I haven't found. And I was looking. Ella Darling librarian porn.
Oh my God. There have been series that I have been asked to perform in, and they always end up being exactly a date that I'm out of the country or booked on some like big money bullshit. There's been exactly one. It was for Penthouse. It was a live. It was a whole day at Penthouse. I know it was during Comic-Con, probably about 6 or 7 years ago, because I went straight from Penthouse to Comic-Con. And I don't even remember the girl's name, but
see, most teenage boys go the other way around.
Of course.
Yes.
But it wasn't even like a library. I was just like, oh, I'm your librarian roommate. Look at my glasses. Look at my outfit. Yeah, I'm a librarian. I'm your stuffy roommate. Let's fuck. And then we fuck because it's porn. So
That doesn't sound bad. What do you think? What do you think, Xander?
Traditional storyline.
Yeah, traditional. Yeah, more traditional.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, that's I'm picturing you as the librarian. Because there are some really good-looking librarians. I go to the library all the time. There's one in the West Hills in particular is very, very attractive. But
yeah, some real babes.
Yeah, and there's some that are just
Hey, you know what? Their value extends beyond their jerk-off ability. They're punk rock badasses, and don't you forget it.
Explain to Santa why.
Librarians went to fucking jail during the early days of the Patriot Act because basically agents would come in and be like, hey, we want to know everybody who's checked out this book, and these people, we want to know all the books they've checked out. And librarians were like, intellectual freedom, bitch, I don't fucking think so. There is actually a library bill of rights, so go fuck yourself. And they went to jail. They changed some part of the Patriot Act, I think. But in a court case, there is an actual quote that said these radical militant librarians were making their jobs hard, basically. So the American Library Association took that quote and made bumper stickers that say radical militant librarians are protecting my intellectual freedom or something like that.
That's great.
They're fucking punk rock badasses. Yeah. And yeah,
fuck super the Patriot cool. Act.
Yeah,
one of the worst things that ever happened in the country.
Oh my God, I mean, it's stacking up. Like, how can you even choose at this point?
It's so weird because people are so freaked out about Trump. You're like, hey, I wish George W. Bush was still president. I don't. What a fucking asshole.
Who the fuck said that?
There's a lot of people that say that. But anyway, I don't want to be political. No, I did see a porn where you were the sperm donor nurse. That was nice.
You know what, babe? It's been a decade.
moved on, huh?
Well, I mean.
No, you have. And then we're going to talk about the evolution.
Well, yes, I have. But also, even before, like, I don't really perform that much anymore. But even when I was performing, Not once, not twice. I don't even think I can comfortably say three times. I have been at a porn convention and I see this beautiful woman signing and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go talk to her. And I'll be like, oh my God, hi, gorgeous. I'm Ella and we have to work together. And do you know what she says? Hey, Ella. Yeah, we have. Remember?
Oh, no way.
I'm not saying this as like, oh, hey, aren't I cool? No, I'm a fucking ass embarrassed about it. And I don't even introduce myself to people anymore. I'm just like, oh, hey, it's nice to see you. It's not nice to meet you. Nice to see you. Because
right.
I don't know if I fucked you before because I'm an asshole.
Right.
And I'm coming to terms with that. I'm trying to be less of one.
Right. Just for the record, you haven't fucked me, Santa? Not yet. Okay.
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 Oh, wow. So neither of you remember, huh? Cool.
Oh, I trust me. I would remember.
I would remember. Yes, I would remember.
Yes,
and I would relive it over and over in my mind.
I'm sure. No, trust me. It would be. Yeah, I would. I would definitely remember.
I'm not gonna do Mrs. Claus dirty like that.
That was the first porn I ever saw. I'm not kidding. The first porn I rented myself, and it was recommended by a guy I work with, was called Merry Xmas. Mm. Ron Jeremy was in it, of course. It might have been so old it was on VHS. I don't know, but it was like DVD, I think. But it was Mrs. Claus's daughter, or Santa Claus's daughter, and she gives everybody what they wish for. And there's an elf, so the elf was like behind every time that she would be having sex, like fuck her brains out, and then he finally gets in the action, and Ron Jeremy comes there. You remember that, Santa?
You know, I'm trying desperately to remember. I may have to research that a little bit.
Your daughter's been naughty.
Was there a step Mrs. Claus?
I think there might have been.
There might have been.
Yeah. There had to have been.
Because if there wasn't, I'd be like, man, that really was something before this current time, right. wasn't it?
No, yeah. Why? I was gonna get to Santa, but let me ask you just a few questions about porn these days. And I know you're doing more webcam and VR.
Mostly VR. Mostly.
What is with the fucking hock and loogies on the dick? I don't get this.
I feel like it's this like, okay, we could stop the whole production and call for a lube, or like we could all get home and like get back to our lives. And like I have a dog to feed, and you've got, you know, your fucking girlfriend's waiting for you, and you've got a gym, you know, appointment. So like, let's just not stop and wait for some PA to come and like rush in with the lube, and then everybody's gonna stop and be like, no, we have to wrap the lube because we can see the label on it. And it's like, no, just fucking, I just need some viscous substance that is biologically safe on this thing so that it can safely penetrate me without making me deeply uncomfortable.
But it seems like a new thing. Like every porn I see is just like.
But yeah, it is also.
I was like, ugh.
I don't know. I can't tell you. Like
during blowjobs.
Well, I mean, with blowjobs, it's like, okay, like you're gagging, and obviously there's like going to be like some natural like stuff that comes up. Yeah. And I think that
Viscous substance. What is the specific gravity of that particular viscous substance?
Oh, man, I'd have to take it to a lab. But, I mean, the whole thing about like hacking a loogie on like a dick, I don't know. It's not something I've ever, oh, I can't say that. I'm sure I've done it before simply because, again, like in the spirit of getting out of here on time, and
right.
Probably the last scene started late, and probably the scene before that, like the girl fucking came in late and she had a great excuse, but she had like a bunch of like fresh Starbucks in her hands, and it's like, can right. we just get through this shit? But also, I don't know. Like, I think that it is some kind of fetish, and maybe you just have a real strong fetish for, I don't know.
I think people
bacteria
do.
Bacteria and, like, I don't know.
I think people do. Maybe it's risky.
Like,
I guess. I don't know. It's not my thing.
Maybe I can catch the flu through my dick. I don't know. Let's try.
Why not? Feet. People love your feet.
Yes, they do. And you know what? I'm into it now, too. When I first started doing adult stuff, I had no idea that feet were even a thing, were even a fetish.
Right.
And then I found...
Santa's aware of it.
Oh.
Feet are lovely.
Feet are lovely.
Are you into feet, Santa?
Feet are lovely.
Yes.
Feet are lovely.
Feet are not... I'm not...
Now, what do you like? The wrinkly soles or the arch or the, like, the toes have... The second toe has to be bigger than the big toe, or what's the deal?
I like the structure of the top of the foot.
Oh, really? Okay.
Along, yeah, where the arch is up there.
Okay.
Nice high arch. Yeah. Plenty of room to you know, have your arch.
Right, gotcha.
That's what indeed. I like. Yeah, I like. And long, slender feet are nice.
Well, yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Long you know. And slender. Yeah, you got right here. I mean, I suppose you have a good feet. I don't know. I just.
I think I have okay feet.
And a lovely pedicure with the nails just yes. done perfectly.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, you're into that. The nail polish and
get,
all that?
Well, I get pedicures. I love to see.
Oh, yeah, no,
I get
no.
pedicures so I can watch people getting pedicures.
Yeah, no.
Oh, Santa. You cat.
I can imagine Santa like getting a pedicure. I remember the first time I got a manicure pedicure, and I was like wearing a horror pop shirt and shorts, and this woman brought her like 13-year-old girl in, and they saw me, and they walked right back out. My feet were in the bath, the whole thing, and just like, ooh, no, this is the wrong place. But Santa, but they love, yeah.
Yeah, you just roll in there, have a seat, put your feet in a little bathtub full of hot water. They begin the clippy, massagey thing, and then they start scrubbing, and then it tickles, and you laugh, and it ruins the mood.
Yeah, but you're Santa. You're jolly.
I know.
Now Santa, is there really a war on Christmas?
I don't see it. I see a lot of it in the media. I see people talking about it. I hear it, but I personally do not see it.
If somebody says happy holidays, you're not offended.
No, I answer back Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and that's fine.
If they look at me funny, I'm Santa Claus. What am I supposed to say?
Because my whole thing is like, you know, I say happy holidays. I have for years because I'm like, I don't want to. If somebody's celebrating Hanukkah, that you're included. If you're exactly. celebrating Christmas, you're included. If you're celebrating Solstice, which let's be honest.
Wait, I
might get on Santa's naughty list for this. If you're pagan, that's kind of where a lot of these traditions started, and Christians kind of took it from
there. There are no Christmas trees in Bethlehem. There are no pine trees in Bethlehem
yeah.
where Jesus was born. So the whole thing is a pagan ritual brought together so Christianity could take over where the pagans were having a good time. Pagans have more fun. Did you ever look that up? Wiccan?
Who are you talking to?
You're talking to two current goth and an ex-goth.
Are you really ex-goth, though?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I don't have the clout to claim it.
Are you a recovering goth?
She's a recovering goth.
I'm certainly not recovering. I mean, that implies that I'm, like, ashamed or I'm like, oh, I got to get off the goth.
Not necessarily ashamed.
Getting off the goth. No. I'm a lazy, elderly, old, like, joint aching woman who cannot be fucked to put on makeup most days. So I feel like I can't really claim the goth label. But I mean, most of my clothes are black. Most of my clothes have skulls or whatever on them.
You see the necklace, right? And what are you going
to
show her?
I mean, it's hard to see because they're old, but they're like black and they've got shiny blood splatters.
Yeah, right. Beautiful.
I don't know.
Do you see the necklace?
I thought she was holding her feet up here for a minute. I see the necklace, yes.
I don't Lovely. Have a good pedicure. It's been a while since I've had a good pedicure. Do. So
Maybe Santa, do you got some nail polish? Or?
Yeah, let's see.
You know, I don't this time. I did it last year. I did.
Yeah.
And it was in the chair there, and she said, what color? And I said, let's do red and green. So I had red, green, red, green, red, green.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's
and
so nice.
You know what? It was beautiful. It was gorgeous. And then I put shoes and socks on, and I took my socks off and go, whoa, what the hell is that? And then I was, that's okay. And then after a couple of days, it was just creepy. It just was creepy having my toenails painted.
Painted
I don't
red
mind it being nice and, you know, cut perfectly and
right.
all that, but painted was just that.
Even though painted Christmas colors?
Aww.
Even though it was red and green, yes.
Yeah.
It was just, it didn't work.
It wasn't what you expected to
yeah.
see.
It wasn't what I expected to see when I took my socks off.
That's
it
fair.
Wasn't what anybody expected to see when I took my socks off, and that was part of the reason I got rid of that color.
Mrs. Claus that's wasn't fair. Happy with it?
That was, ooh, what's that?
Aww.
It was fun at first.
Are you and Mrs. Claus having problems, or?
No.
Okay.
How? Oh, I'm sure he's gonna fucking air his
dirty laundry on the
yeah.
Dark Mark show.
Shit.
No, but you're always a flirt, Santa. And we were trying to get you last year too, but we couldn't get you. We actually got Stanton LaVey instead, but that's a whole different story. But
I like Santa better.
I like Santa better too. Stanton's okay, but yeah. I like Santa better. Santa's so much fun.
Santa is fun.
So there's no war on Christmas.
No war on Christmas.
You can say happy holidays. Nobody cares. That's fine.
I say Merry Christmas. You can say happy holidays. You can say happy holidays around Valentine's Day. If you
yeah,
want
why
to.
Not?
Yeah,
oh, happy holiday. What holiday? Valentine's Day.
Right.
Well, it's Christmas now.
Yeah.
So you got Christmas. You've got Hanukkah. You've got Festivus. You've got all that
stuff. It's Kwanzaa. You got Solstice.
Kwanzaa.
Yesterday
was the...
First day,
winter
first
solstice?
Evening. Oh, winter right? solstice, also the first evening
the 22nd,
of Hanukkah.
First day of winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Hanukkah. So, shalom.
I read that there are 14 different holidays in the, like, 2 to 3 weeks that we're experiencing now. Also, to what degree are you willing to edit this podcast?
I don't edit.
You don't know that. Okay. Well, I don't want to say anything too controversial.
Do you want? Do you, Nick? Will you edit this out if she says something controversial?
There you go.
Okay, so I read this thing on Facebook the other day that just like really articulated something growing up in the South that like spoke to me, and it was that like, you know, your family members who are so offended by the use of Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas, like maybe if you explain to them how that is similar to like All Lives Matter versus Black Lives Matter, they'll right. maybe start to understand, and they probably won't, but like maybe they'll make some connection there. And I've just been thinking about that since I'm about to go back to Texas in a few days. And, right. You know, a few years ago I was in Texas and it was actually Hanukkah. It was the first day of Hanukkah, and I was searching for menorah candles or a menorah, like anything, because I was...
Are you Jewish?
I'm not, but I was in a marriage with a person who was Jewish, okay. and I thought I was going to have children with this person. It was part of a culture that I was very much wanting to, like, learn about and be, like, participated in and, you know, bring to our eventual children that never existed.
Right.
But it was like, hey, guys, oh, happy holidays, thank you. And they'd be like, Merry Christmas. And it's like, bitch, you just told me you don't have any Jewish anything. And also, it is actually Hanukkah today and not Christmas, but sure, get super
and
angry
you're, and
at me.
You're looking for Hanukkah stuff.
Yeah, it's like the South is... Oh, it's like it's a thing.
They might as well
it
just, sucks. They might as well just say fuck you Jew.
Yeah. It was
I'll say the controversial thing that you were thinking.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Anyway, that I didn't want to bring up the that part. So feel
yeah. Prepared. So I did it for you. Yeah. Now let's go. Let's get off that. Now
let's get off that.
Okay. So now the you got into you are the first virtual reality webcam girl.
Yes, I am the world's first.
The world's first. Now, how many are there now?
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't even know. My business partner and I, my co-founder and I, whatever, created the first ever live VR webcam platform several years ago. And then we licensed it to a cam company. And I ended up training cam performers on 3 continents.
Wow.
I don't even know how many performers we had during that time. There have since been a few companies that have cropped up since we first did our thing, and I haven't really kept track. But
and can you tell Santa the quick story how you met your business partner? Because you say it on every podcast, and I don't want to be left out.
No, of course. Okay, so I was a girl film performer, and I was hanging out one day, just like fucking jerking off and reading Reddit.
Hold on, let me interrupt you first because I want to do this chronologically. Mm-hmm. You were doing BDSM stuff before the girl stuff, right?
Oh, my first official porn scene was for Kink, so yes.
Because I saw, I have to commend you on your acting, because I saw, and I don't know what it was called, but I saw a video with you and another girl, and you had a ball gag. And every time, and she was okay, but she wasn't the best actor. But every time she's like, I'm going to do this, you had a different articulation through the ball gag. You're like, It was so good.
Thank you.
It was so good. Like, I this might have been the best porn acting I've ever seen. And you weren't even saying anything. You're like, I'm going to really rip up that ass. You're like, And like, through the ball gag. You got to see this, Santa. Do you know what scene I'm talking about? Or it could be any of it.
No, it's been a decade, babe. I don't fucking
but,
know.
But I mean, seriously, I mean, it was just. But you're acting through the ball game. Was like you could tell exactly like the emotion.
Thank you. That's really flattering. That's a very nice thing to hear. That's very sweet of you.
It's my curse. I'm so sweet. But no, seriously, it was. And then, of course, you know, she whipped your ass and fucked you with a dildo and you know.
That monster. Yeah. Oh, no.
But I think the ball gag finally came out, but you were just like, she would hit you, and you're it was like, oh, it was so good. But anyway, so you did that. You did some girl guy stuff. Then you met this guy, contacted you on the internet.
Okay, so I contacted him.
Okay.
I had only done girl up to this point. So, and I'm not like a super famous porn star, you know? But especially at the time, I did some girl stuff. And when you only do girl, your reach is limited, you know? And so I became aware of virtual reality in general. And I knew that VR porn was going to be a thing and I wanted to be in it. Mm-hmm. But I also was realistic and I knew that, probably in a few years somebody will cast me for it, but I'm not like famous enough or big enough to have someone want to like launch a company with whatever. It's cool. It's fine. I was just super into it. And then I saw somebody post on Reddit about how they wanted to make VR porn, but they didn't know how to find performers. And I was a performer who wanted to be in VR porn, but didn't know who to talk to. And I certainly didn't have the tech background to do it myself, especially in those early days when, you know, today there are so many off-the-shelf cameras you can buy. You can certainly start a VR production, you know, with
it's come a long way.
Yeah, but this was back in 2014. There was, I think, exactly one other porn company out of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm a porn performer. I want to do VR. Let's do a thing. And so I ended up getting flown out to the East Coast to shoot my first ever VR porn scene. And it was a solo scene, so solo masturbation, 3D, 180 degrees. It was two GoPros tied together very artfully with duct tape and like plywood mounted on a wall. So I meet this producer, this director, this VR porn director.
So it's two in front, two behind?
No, just two in front, just 180 degrees.
So oh, okay, not 360.
When,
okay.
Yeah, when you got look, it was 180. Did I say, I meant 180. I didn't mean 360. Sorry. It was just 180. So I met up with this VR porn director. And I didn't know what he looked like. I didn't know what to expect. When I asked him, like, hey, can you just send me a picture? He was like, oh, my phone's kind of a piece of shit. I can't. But I'm like 5'11", white dude, blondish hair, sandals, khaki shorts. And I was like, oh, okay, we're in D.C. right now. So it's either suits. Okay. So anyway, I get to
especially
the train station.
Especially if Fish is playing that weekend. Forget it.
So I get to the train station and I'm looking around and it's like, okay, there's dudes that look like they just got off the hill, which is like, that's cool. I work in the valley. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
a mom with a stroller, some teenager, and like, I don't see a porn director. And I'm looking around and I'm like, oh, like I told him like I'll be wearing, and I live in Los Angeles and I'm a porn star. So I dress like a toddler with permissive parents. And I mean, I stick out in Washington, D.C. So I'm like, yeah, I'm wearing this. And I'm just like, hey, I said I had a purple suitcase. Just where is this person? And the fucking teenager walks up to me and he's like, oh, hey, are you Ella? And I'm like, oh, hey, are you 18? Turns out he was actually 20, so fuck me. And he was very professional, very, 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 like, buttoned up, very...
Right.
Yes, straight and narrow. So we get on the train to go to shoot, and I'm like, okay, cool. Are we shooting, like, at a studio, or is it, like, someone's house or apartment? Because in L.A., like, we don't give a shit about permits, like, whatever. We shoot out of each other's houses and shit all the time, whatever. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, yeah, it's my apartment. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And we get there, and it's this fucking dorm room, and his roommates have no idea that he flew out a porn star from Los Angeles to shoot VR porn. They just thought he was really depressed and weird because he's been, like, hunkered down in his room planning this whole VR porn thing. I get there, and his roommates are, like, playing D&D.
Little do they know.
Around a table, just like playing a D&D campaign, and I'm like
Dungeons and Dragons, Santa.
Dungeons and Dragons.
You know, you give it to the kids.
Oh yeah, of course.
Santa's cool.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
And I've been playing D&D since I was like 12. So I was like, oh hey, you know, what edition are you guys playing? What's your campaign like? You know, I play Half Elf Ranger. What's up? And they were just like,
shut up, girl.
More like, who the fuck is this old ass woman?
Weren't they surprised there was a woman in the room?
I mean, probably. Well,
probably the first woman that's ever been in that room.
I don't know, but I mean, I was 27 and they were like 20s. So for a bunch of 20 year old boys, I was like elderly, I'm sure. But I'm
don't
like,
trust me. You walk in, a bunch of 20 year old boys are standing right up at attention.
Well,
they might have even seen you.
I said hello. I was like, oh, well, this is a failed effort at conversation. Yeah. So I went back to his bedroom of this four-bedroom dorm to, like, drop my bag, take off my hoodie, whatever. I come back to the living room. The party has scattered. The campaign is over. I don't even think they fucking distributed XP. Like,
That's a Dungeons & Dragons joke, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's fine. It's fine.
I never played it. No. As big a nerd as I am, I've never played D&D.
It's fine. XP is experience points. You typically get them at the end of your session. It's fine. Anyway, yeah, it was like, okay, cool. Well, I definitely feel like a weird old woman now, so I'm just going to go in here and masturbate in front of these two cameras. Cool, thanks, everybody. And so I go and do this thing, and it's like...
Did you actually announce that?
No, but okay. I think mentally I was feeling it.
I gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, the whole scene, I mean, it was 180 degrees, so it was mounted on a wall in front of his, like, fucking dorm bed. So nobody could be in the room. Nobody could direct me. I basically just pretended it was a cam show. Mm-hmm. And I talked to the camera like a cam client. And that was that. And it ended up being really fucking cool. And I was really happy with it. And it felt like, I don't know, I felt like a sense of humanity that I haven't seen. Not that porn is inhumane, but I felt like a thread of, like, you know, real, honest human connection, as weird as that might be, through this meeting, because it's so immersive.
I know, that's what you were saying.
Yeah.
That's what you've been saying about the VR experience.
It is.
And really, AI in general, that it's going to kind of replace human contact.
I mean, eventually, maybe. But yeah, so that was my first foray into VR. It was this 180 3D video. And then we did 360 3D video. I directed the most unjerk-offable pornography in virtual reality.
Wait a second. I find this hard to believe.
No. Here's the thing. VR is a completely different medium, and if you approach it like you do traditional film, first of all, you're walking into a workshop where you reach for a tool, and the tool doesn't exist yet. At least, you know, like five and a half years ago, this is how it was. Like, you reach for a tool, and it simply doesn't exist yet. So you have
to create
it.
Yes, Santa, she said tool.
Yeah, I heard that twice.
Mm. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Check that tool twice.
So the tool's not there. Aren't there quite yet.
It's on your list.
Yeah, so it's like, so there are things that you're trying to do that just don't really translate. And there are so many new opportunities that, like, if you don't try to explore the value of this new medium, you're leaving a lot of things on the table. And so that's what I did. I was trying to create porn the way that I created porn in 2D. And it wasn't good because there were limitations that, you know, didn't translate. And there were so many new opportunities that I wasn't taking advantage of. And it just made some really, really bad VR porn.
Right.
But then I learned. And then we made, we used a time of flight depth camera, which was just a Microsoft Kinect camera. But what it does is you can set the capture space on three axes. So you can set, like, the X, Y, and Z axes.
Right.
So what it can do is basically, like, if this is the camera, if this microphone is the camera, I can set, like, the space, like, I can create, like, a box in front of it.
Right.
And everything in the box I capture, and then I can place that into a 3D, like, digitally rendered environment. So I would have my friends come over to my place. I'd set them up on, like, a plexiglass plank on top of some fucking milk crates in my dirty-ass apartment. But because the camera was only capturing a certain space, mm-hmm. it didn't matter. And I could take that, like, I capture just their bodies in space and place them into, like, really sexy bedroom space.
Right.
Then we use that technology to create, like, a dating simulator.
I was going to ask you about that. And you said that you were on another podcast talking about the dating simulator, which I think is interesting. I actually like to play that myself. But it's like kind of like a Leisure Suit Larry, but with you. You're from Leisure Suit Larry?
Yes.
Yeah, basically you interact with Ella and you figure out how to woo her and charm her and get her to go on a date. But here's the weird thing, because you said on another podcast, if you talk about Harry Potter too fast, you're out.
No, if you talk about sex too fast, you're out.
Right.
So if you're too flirtatious too soon, you're out. So you get invisible points. So if you're polite, if you make kind conversation with me, if you're nice, you are granted invisible points. The user doesn't see this, but the app, you know, grants it. And then after a certain point, you can get flirtatious and you can get salacious and sexy and whatever. And then I'm like, oh, hey, yeah, sure. Also, it would track, like, not your gaze exactly, but where your headset was pointed. If you're staring at my tits, I would call you out for it. So it was like a behavioral learning.
Oh, that's platform. Crazy, yeah.
Then we transferred, like, that. It was cool because it felt like you were talking to a person, but it was really fucking corny and I'm honestly embarrassed. Like, if I were to try it again, which I would have to reboot an old, like, early dev headset from Oculus to even try it. Like, right. It'd be embarrassing. But that's what inspired the webcam stuff. And eventually, can I talk about what I'm doing now?
Well, I was going to say, I want you to talk about what you're doing now. Now, what is going on now? Because the last probably the last podcast I listened to of you was 2017, and now it's 2019, 2020. What's going on now?
Okay, so I'm super psyched. So this actually ties in the foot stuff and the VR stuff and a lot of things.
Well, Santa's excited.
Yes. So I'm working for an app called Vero Club. Mm-hmm. It used to be called Virtual Romance Club, but Vero Club, I think, sounds a little sexier.
Right.
You can find it on Steam. You can also find it at viro.club. But I'm super psyched about it. So what it is at this juncture, it's an app that is as a solo experience. You can go in and try a variety of these like CGI adult experiences. And you can, there's a little bit of customization available in terms of like you can toggle clothes on and off. You can toggle hair on and off. You can, in some cases, I think, toggle gender. And toggle,
are these all animated or are these real?
It's all animated.
Okay.
And you can talk, like, you can talk about a few different things about partners depending on the experience. It's still a little bit early, but they're like one of their recent experiences they released was like a bi male, like a first time like dude hanging out with his dude bro, and their first time just like, you know, just trying stuff out together. And I'm like watching it. Like, honestly, and I'm not kidding, strictly professionally, just to watch it so I could write about it as the director of marketing for this app. Mm-hmm. And I started watching it, and then I did not stop watching it because it was hot as fuck. Sorry, it's time to give my dog insulin. My roommate's on it. It's cool.
Okay, good.
I did not stop watching it because it was really fucking, it was like apparently my fucking thing. It was super hot.
two guys experimenting with gay sex for the first time.
Yeah, it was very, very arousing. It was really hot for me. It was sexy.
Santa?
It's a whole new world opened up to you right there.
No, I was going to say, I'm trying to turn Ella on.
He's so trying to show me the world.
So, a Vero Club.
But here's the coolest thing. I just flew out there last week to the main office. And I did.
Still in Washington?
In Oregon.
Oregon, okay.
I did my first ever motion capture like experience. I've never done mocap before, where you like put on the black suit and it's got a bunch of like little sparkly white balls that are like tracked through like IR cameras.
Like Gollum does in the Lord of the Rings, that type of thing, yeah.
Yeah, and so I got to wear this like the suit, and they even like modified it because I told them like what I want to do is I want to do a scene that is based, like, mostly focused on, like, foot fetish stuff, because that's a lot of my fan base, and it has been for the past 10 years. Mm-hmm. And the head of the company was like, hey, I know this seems like it might be up your alley. Do you want to shoot two different, like, sex applications where it's for both men and women, so we can shoot one for penis havers and one for people who have vulvas and vaginas? And I was like, fuck yes, I do. So I got to do this whole thing, mocap suit. We did a whole like photo capture. I did an audio capture using an app that tracked my facial expressions and my eye movements. And I got to do two different versions for like people who have vulvas and people who have vaginas. And it was really fucking sexy and it was really cool. And I think it'll be out in like maybe February or March. I don't know exactly, but it's going to be in Vero Club. And I'm super fucking psyched about it because, like, I work for the company and I do their marketing. But when they were talking about doing this with adult film performers, I was like, hi, I'd like to be the first. I want to do this. And I got to do it. And I'm super fucking psyched. It's super cool.
And
amazing.
Well, you know, that's already been an hour, and we got to give you your gifts. I wanted to talk about your TED Talk, all this stuff. You were in Rolling Stone. But anyway, and where was that?
It should be underneath your mic.
Maybe. I think it fell down. Hannah's going to call in.
Amazing.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Hannah's going to call in, but we've got some presents.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get Hannah on the line here.
Yay.
And like I say, Ella, you don't have to, but if you'd like to sit on Santa's lap.
I want to sit on Santa's lap. Santa, you might remember, it's been a while, but I once upon a time did sit on your lap, and
did you enjoy it?
Hello, Hannah?
Not the way I probably will this time. Hi, Hannah!
Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead, take it off speaker.
I'm sorry, Hannah?
Yes.
Now we can hear you.
Hi, Hannah.
Okay.
Hi.
Ella is on Santa Claus's lap. Santa Claus has a wants to say hi to you, too.
Hi, Hannah. Hi, I'm sorry you're not feeling well. Yeah. That's sad.
Poor darling.
Anyway, I am missing tonight.
this hour went by so fast, and you know when it goes by so fast, that's a good show.
It is a good show.
And we've got to have Ella back. There's so much stuff we didn't talk about. But Santa, I know you got this for Ella. And by the way, look at the
this
stocking.
You. Merry Christmas.
See what the stocking says?
Merry Christmas.
Santa's coming. Oh, Santa.
Once a year, worth the wait.
You dirty bird.
And yeah, you didn't get to see Santa either this year.
I didn't get to tell Santa what I wanted for Christmas.
Oh, you can tell me now.
You can tell him now, Hannah, if you'd like.
What do I want for Christmas? I don't know. I guess a Sephora gift card. That works.
A gift card? Gift cards
are
easy.
A Sephora gift card, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm taking a picture of Santa and Ella. And Ella, you want to open that up? It's.
I do.
See what Santa got you.
I've got a candy cane. Ooh. And a fucking awesome looking... Oh, my God! The Mensa Lateral Thinking and Logical Deduction book. Test your powers of thinking with over 500 challenging problems and puzzles. This is amazing. Holy shit.
Because, Hannah, Ella is my favorite porn star because she is one of... She's so smart.
Ooh, and sexy and brainy.
I actually spoke at the Mensa National Gathering a couple years ago.
I don't doubt that.
They're such inquisitive and interesting and absolutely lovely people.
Right.
This is super exciting. I'm super jazzed. I'm traveling this week, and I'm going to take this with me and just challenge myself.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect airplane book.
Yeah. And the more airplane drunk I get, the more the challenge will be.
Yes.
There you go.
And by the way, what did you think of look at the look on your face. I wish I got that on camera.
Oh. Okay.
Tell everybody what that is.
These are like knee, probably I mean they're going to be thigh-high Slytherin socks because I am definitely a fucking I'm going to pose. I'm sorry, Santa. Yeah, definitely a lifelong Slytherin.
It's a Harry Potter thing, Hannah.
Yeah, it is. Very, very, very Slytherin. Not super jazzed about J.K. Rowling, but, you know, a lot of the time your parents disappoint you, and J.K. Rowling has done that for me.
Well, she's in there. She's in there with Dewey.
Oh, yeah.
So your tattoo has, like, two different things.
Yeah, it's like two different kinds.
She has a tattoo of the Dewey Decimal number for Harry Potter on her back.
Really?
Oh, hell. Did you look at my wish list for this?
No.
Glycolic
cleanser, and apparently it was on her wish list.
Yeah, this is amazing. This is really Brandon D Skincare. It's a glycolic acid cleanser.
It's 10% glycolic acid.
This is amazing.
I have a hookup, so I'll tell you about it later. But
I'm super in. Holy shit.
So,
holy shit.
Santa hooked you up.
What size it is, too.
Santa.
That's what yeah. So Santa hooked you up.
And I got a bunch of rainbow candy canes, which is great because I love eating pussy. So this is
there you go.
Right up my alley. Thank you so much, Santa.
Oh, you're very welcome. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Dark Mark.
Oh, a little hug later. By the way, Hannah, what did you think of the video that Ella sent?
I loved it. It was awesome. It definitely lifted my spirits. Thank you.
Well, this will lift your spirits too, because
eyes. Huh?
Oh, she does have beautiful eyes. There's no question.
Aww.
If it's okay, I'd like to have Ella open your gifts so you know what Santa got you.
Okay.
And I think she's gonna dig what I got you too. she has a very similar sensibility. I got it. Santa's dropping all the presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. So first of all, we have... Oh, Jay, girl! You got yourself Nightmare on Elm Street ankle socks, and they sparkle, and they are super fucking cool. They've got some blood drips, and it says... Oh, it's a Sweet Dreams.
Yes.
Oh, amazing. I'm wearing them right now.
And so we've got...
Yeah, this is, I'll have to pack it a little better when I see you next.
Oh, girl, you're going to be so jazzed. Okay, these are some, they're not yoga, they're like some very cozy looking sweatpants that have Friday the 13th with the hockey mask and a bloody handprint down the leg, and they look super cozy, and yeah, they're like super comfy on the inside. So they're
cute.
Like, you're gonna fucking love this, especially when you're starting to feel better. It'll be a very comfy thing to wear.
Yeah.
And the piece de resistance, other than the candy canes, there's a bunch of candy canes too, but
here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Okay. It's the, I don't know the name for this movie.
Smudge the Cat.
Smudge the Cat. Okay, it's the angry girl from the Housewife show with Smudge the Cat. Just say no to drugs, she says. If I'm talking to my drugs, I probably already said yes, says the cat.
Oh,
it's a coffee mug.
It's a coffee mug. This is, I think, accidentally the perfect gift pack for someone who is trying to feel better. They're comfy socks, comfy sweats, and a really nice cozy mug to enjoy, I don't know, hot toddy or vegan hot chocolate or
hot toddy for sure.
Hot toddy for sure, yes.
And I'm so excited for you, and I wish I could hug you. And
but you will be coming back at some point, won't you, Della?
Yes, of course.
I will. Oh, okay. Oh, yes.
Why not? Well, I hope you will, Hannah. But Ella.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We finally got Ella on the show.
Wild horses couldn't keep me away. Wild reindeer couldn't keep me away.
So now, you guys are going to be BFFs as most of the guests are when they come on the show. So I'm really full of Christmas spirit and good cheer. Santa.
Merry Christmas.
And I think that's going to be it. I think that's the show. Ella, thank you so much. You're such a delight. I could talk to you forever. Like I say, that hour just went by so fast, we barely scratched the surface. You're a fascinating woman, and I wasn't even. I was going to talk about how porn stars, not only they're smart, they're just hypersexual, and just there's so many great things.
You know what? There are lots of shit. I mean, anybody in any profession has lots of shit.
Yeah.
You know.
And Santa, did you have fun?
I had a blast. I appreciate your inviting me. I appreciate your being here. And yes.
Wait a second. Hold on. Wait a second. Wait a second. This tends to happen when Santa's here. Go ahead.
That's Grandpa in the background, guys.
Grandpa, Santa's being naughty.
Hi, Grandpa.
Hi, Grandpa.
Oh.
Thanks, Santa.
Everybody, have a wonderfully creepy holiday weekend. We'll be back in 2 weeks with somebody you might know, Ryder Sky.
Oh, lovely.
And Hannah, I don't know if you're going to pick the other guest, but we'll figure it out. And I love being here at Comedy Pop-Up, and they let us do an extra 5 minutes or so, and I appreciate that.
Thank you, Comedy Pop-Up.
Thank you, Comedy Pop-Up. Thank you, Santa. Thank you, Ella. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy holiday season.
Mwah.
Mwah. Bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye.